This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So Major League Baseball, you heard in Jim's update, and people are talking about it all over the country this morning. They're coming up with a plan. They're hatching a plan. And the important part is that all three entities that are big in this agree to it. Major League Baseball, the Players Association, and, of course, the broadcast partners. I mean, those are the three. And then a fourth one in these day and times, the CDC or the healthcare professionals, they're okay with it. So here's how it would work, right? They would essentially make themselves a bubble in the greater Phoenix area, including the Arizona Diamondbacks Chase Field, 10 spring training facilities, other nearby fields, players, coaching staffs, other personnel sequestered at local hotels, where they'd live in relative isolation, travel only to and from the stadiums. Federal officials, the CDC, prevention, as well as the National Institute of Health have been supportive of this plan that would adhere to strict isolation, promote social distancing, and allow MLB to be the first professional sport to return. They're talking about a May return date, maybe into June. Now, the May return date depends on the number of concerns being allayed here, and a bunch of them, and it revolves around this, really. Most important would be the significant increase in available coronavirus tests with a quick turnaround time. So if there's a bunch of tests become available, or they could procure a bunch of tests to become available, then that could happen sooner rather than later. There's a bunch of other particulars we'll get into, but if this can all occur in a bubble, I'm okay with it as long as it's safe. And the one big hang-up I have in this are, I wonder if guys think that they're going to want to do this and then they're going to start down the road and they're not going to realize they're in it for the two-month long haul or three-month long haul. And they're going to get 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks into this and they're going to go stir crazy and say, well, you know what we told you. Baseball told you, ESPN told you, Major League Baseball Network told you, your union told you, once you're in, you can't get out, you're locked in, and that's going to be tough. Not seeing their families, not seeing the outside world, not going out for a beer, not doing any of that. I wonder, that to me is a big concern. It sounds great,
yeah,
but let's live it.
Yeah, I think there was an interesting story relayed by Jeff Passan last night I saw on SportsCenter where he said essentially, you know, there are a lot of players that are not interested in having to be away from their families for 2, 3, maybe 4, 4.5 months, especially guys who, you know, have young kids and they go out on 2, 3 week road trips sometimes, but they get to come back to their families and they still get to play in their home ballpark half the time and they get to have that, you know, some semblance of normalcy. Which they would not have for that extended period of time. And then Passan also relayed that one of the same players who'd said that to him texted him back a little bit later and said, well, just talk to the wife, and she says as long as we get paid, she's fine with it. And so, you know, there are people who will look at it and say, hey, if we want to get paid, we might have to make this sacrifice. But then, as you pointed out, Colin, get down the road and maybe it's a month in, and there's maybe all of a sudden the positive vibes that some are feeling about being able to come out of this sooner rather than later are no longer positive, and it's looking like it's going to be a long haul, maybe an entire season. And if you're a guy, again, stuck in isolation for that length of time, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a ball player. I don't care if you still get to go out on the field for 3 hours every afternoon and play a game being away for that length of time in that atmosphere is going to affect you mentally. And that, I think, is an important piece to this. And the biggest piece of all is, can we ensure that these sort of this abundance of rapid tests, and I know things are being developed constantly. I just heard a story this morning about a company out east near Philly or in the Lehigh Valley who's developing a rapid sort of saliva test to almost immediately turn it around and tell you whether you're positive or not for coronavirus. If those sort of resources are available to the general public in en masse, sort of, and then also available to ball players, whether they're baseball players, basketball players, football players, whoever, then okay, I'm totally down with it. I get it. But if we're developing these resources as rapidly as they're being developed and providing them to professional athletes, but they're still not obtainable by the average everyday American, then I wonder what the response is going to be like from people.
Well, I don't necessarily think it's just ball players, though. I think that there are a lot of people with a lot of money that have access to different healthcare structures and systems than average everyday people, and they are granted advantages. And again, it's not just baseball players. Also, I think that we've now arrived at it. Go ahead.
Well, no, we're extending those privileges, though, to baseball players. Again, we talked about this in the case of the NBA in a bubble idea that Adam Silver floated out there last week. You're extending those privileges to the athletes and the support staff around the teams now, even though, and I'm talking about in a situation where it may not be as readily accessible to the general public. Who knows? A month from now, we may, and I keep my fingers crossed, Well, in a lot of cases, tests have been handed out, and I think that's my greater point here.
Baseball would pay for these things. They wouldn't give them free tests that other people are otherwise waiting in a line. And I'm not saying it's right with the world. I'm just saying that's how it works. They wouldn't give them free tests. Baseball would.
Okay.
Baseball would pay obscene amounts for these tests that would turn around. And aren't we now living under the thought where if we're sick, right? If we're sick with it, with what we have, coronavirus symptoms, haven't we arrived at a point after a month or at least a month or so into this that we kind of we're working under the pretenses that we have it, right? That we're sick with the coronavirus or something close to it, you know? Like, I guess I'm failing to understand your point in so much as do you not understand that people with a lot of money are grant, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but that they have different access to different things, and that's the way of the world. I'm not saying it's right or
wrong. That's great. That's wonderful. That's the way of the world in the situation that we're in.
Well, then come out and say you don't think baseball should happen, Chris.
That's not what I said, Colin. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. What I'm saying is if we're still in a situation a month from now where the general public cannot readily access the kind of testing that will be available to Major League Baseball, I don't care how much damn money baseball has. Or anybody has. I don't care. I don't think it's the right thing to do if we're in that situation still a month from now where the average everyday American can't get tested and we can't find out who has this and who doesn't have it, to extend those resources to a sport, to an industry, because we want to be distracted by a baseball game for three damn hours. If we're still in that case a month from now, then I'll come out and say, hey, this is not the right thing to do. We need to adjust our priorities, and we need to look at ourselves and have a good, hard, long look in the mirror and say, hey, maybe it's more important that a guy who needs to get back to work but doesn't know if he's sick or not or if he's been sick or not needs to get tested, and that's more important than somebody walking out on a mound and throwing a fastball at 98 miles an hour. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And if we're there in a month, then by all means, let's isolate these people and let's get back to having the distraction.
I'm not going to get mad at it, and I'm not going to begrudge baseball players because that's their job and that's what they want to do. It's all sliding scale. Yeah, they're rich. Yeah, it's a field that's not something that is essential or a must. But if they have the financial means to make it happen, like I don't begrudge or get mad at anybody that has the means to want to be able to work in this country. And that's their chosen field and that's what they want to do. And if they have the means to get their hands on those tests, and that's really unfair. You're right. It is unfair to other people in this world. But if they can do that and they can expedite that process, and it's deemed their work environment is deemed safe, then it's not for me to begrudge them. It isn't. And I'm not, it's not for me to, and you can if you want, it's not for me to do it, to champion the cause of someone else. I just, it's their job. That's what baseball players do. They play baseball and they want to get back to playing baseball. And if it's deemed safe and they can safely get tested, then I can't find it within me to tell them they shouldn't go about the means to do that just because they're rich guys playing a game.
I have a hard time telling a plumber or somebody else who has stayed at home for 2 weeks because they've been sick and they don't know if they have coronavirus or not and would like to get tested, that it's more important that some pitcher somewhere gets to have the test first because he can throw a baseball hard and his livelihood is more important than yours.
Not because he can throw it hard, because he can buy the test.
That's not a place where I want to be as a society.
There are plenty of people who are CEOs and plenty of people who aren't sports people that have money just like that that have been tested. But these people are just risen to our forefront by media reports because they're athletes. You know, I know people that are prominent attorneys and people that are prominent people within the healthcare industry that have had tests too. But we don't talk about them. They're not athletes. So, again, I'm not going to begrudge people that have the means to get these tests. Is it fair? No. But that's the way of the world, man. I don't like it either. But if a baseball player wants to go back and play baseball, I just don't know if it's my place to tell him he shouldn't be allowed or that he needs to worry about everybody else in the world. I mean, that sounds cold, but that's like what it is for me. That's okay. Just my opinion. This baseball plan is certainly a hot button topic. Your calls 412-928-9370. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan. Driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Shop all three locations at Shorkey Kia. com. John's in Greentree. John's on the Fan. Good morning, John.
Hey, what's up, guys, man? First of all, I really appreciate you guys being on every morning. It's a nice reprieve from all the craziness right now.
We appreciate you listening.
Every day, man, every day. But I think, too, we're losing sight of, I hear both sides of your guys' opinions on testing baseball, but I think we got to, as a country, have to keep in perspective. This isn't an automatic death sentence. It's not. It's a 99% survival rate. I'm pretty sure it's been around longer than we think, and a lot of people are asymptomatic. So I know that if tests aren't available, that's one thing to certain parts of the general public, but it's not like if you don't get tested and you start to develop a cough that you're going to die. And yes, we got to be precautious, but I think we all need to step back a little bit and breathe and realize that it's not as bad as maybe some parts of the media make it out to be.
No, and here's the thing that I worry about is when we talk about how dangerous this thing may or may not be for certain people, it's not about the level of danger for those certain people who aren't affected by it. It's about the level of danger who they could then transmit it to. And again, maybe part of baseball's plan of keeping everybody in quarantine for an extended period of time helps eliminate some of that risk, but you're still going to have people, and I got to believe you'll have people who are either, you know, they've got different medical issues, but can still play baseball or basketball or whatever sport we're talking about, or older populations. You know, they talked about coaches and managers and umpires in some cases who are still at risk for developing some pretty severe symptoms. So I think, you know, we can try and rationalize it as much as we want. And again, if this plan makes sense a month from now, then let's go ahead with it. But I don't know if we're in a place yet where it does make sense.
How many tests would Major League Baseball need? I mean, we're not talking that Major League Baseball would come in and take 700,000 tests. That's the part of me that I guess I'm sort of lost on, too. It's not like there's this enormity of tests. There aren't 10 million Major League Baseball players and staff. They're not flooding the market for the supply.
Yeah, I think I saw somewhere somebody estimate a number like if you're going to take all 30 teams and put them in, in close proximity to each other, and you know the support staff that would be necessary, whether you're talking about broadcasters maybe, or at the very least, you know, training staffs, things like that, maybe a couple administrative staff for each team. You're probably talking 1,500 people at least. So no, I mean, it's not to the point where you're talking about pulling every single resource away from the rest of the general public across the country. But I do question, you know, if you're pulling any resources at all away from the general public, is it the right thing to do?
We do that, though, in the normal course of action. We have baseball games that are played when the country is healthy, where policemen are there. We staff them differently. We have events. That's the nature of events, and that's the nature of things. I just don't think that 1,500 tests are going to deplete what is a stock or what is a supply somewhere whenever I know it's not financially going to do that. And what if they come to an agreement where they match it, you know, or they go?
That'd be wonderful.
Been very charitable. I refuse to believe that baseball is going to take some old lady somewhere who's on a ventilator and say, and it's kind of how it's been categorized almost, like, get out of my way, I'm next. And I don't think that that's the way it's going to happen. I don't think
it should be categorized as such. I think it should just be a step back and a look at the reality of the situation. And do we have the means to provide what we're willing to provide it to these 1,500 people that we should also be willing to provide to the general public to ensure that they are healthy as well?
Yes, but that's the thing. Unfortunately, in our society and in our life, rich people get more stuff. And rich people get more stuff first. And rich people get more nice stuff first. Do I like it all the time? No. But that's just how it works, man. And well,
just because things happen a certain way doesn't mean that in extreme cases of necessity that it's necessarily the right thing to do.
Well, then, like, sports talk radio isn't what you need to be doing. You need to be writing your congressman about it. Talking about it here, I don't think will solve anything.
Okay, I'll go then. I don't understand. Like, I get you. I understand your point. If Major League Baseball can afford to execute this plan, then they can afford to execute the plan. But being able to financially afford something and being able to afford something as a society, a general public, are we going to be able to afford what we may be doing to people who need these tests more? And again, I don't know how many they have. I don't know what kind have been developed, because everything changes by the second, let alone the minute and the hour and the day. But I would feel much better about sitting down to be distracted by a ball game for 3 hours if I knew for some level of certainty that it wasn't detracting from the health care of others and the safety of society
as a whole. Do we know right now that people aren't being tested that need to be tested? Do we know that there's a big dearth
of that
in our country?
We know that people are being told, if you have symptoms, just stay home for 2 weeks because we don't have enough tests to go around. At least that was the case as recently as a week ago. So if people are being told, hey, we don't have enough tests, your symptoms aren't bad enough, and you're not necessarily at risk for severe symptoms, we can't really afford to test you right now. Just stay at home and self-quarantine for 2 weeks. I'd much rather test that person so that they know what they have and that they can or cannot go forward with their life once they're done with those 2 weeks.
Fair enough. I would just work under, if I was dealing with the symptoms, I would just work under the auspice that I had it and go from there and treat it as such. If not, like, I know a couple people that had to go and they didn't have a problem getting tests. They didn't. They didn't have a problem getting tested.
And I think we're in a lucky position here in our part of the world where it hasn't been as difficult, but in other places it has been. And until we're willing as a country to kind of help everybody out here and make sure that everybody's in a decent spot, I don't know if we should be worried about playing baseball games. If we're at a spot where we do feel good about where everybody is and that everybody's on the upswing and the curve has been flattened and all that kind of stuff, all those cliches, and we've gotten past that, then hey, by all means, let's send people out to Arizona and have them play baseball games. But I'm a little bit more cautious in that regard, I think.
I guess I just look at it like people can go work and they can go about their chosen business. Like, I don't know where it ends with a society that's built on stuff like that. Because then, like, does it get into, well, I got to feel bad about going out to dinner, because when I go out to dinner, I walk by 3 homeless people that don't have anything to eat. There's got to be an end point for it. You know, like, should I not go to dinner because I walk by a homeless guy? He doesn't have anything to eat. Like, should I don't know endpoints. And that's why for me it's kind of like, yeah, is it a cop out to maybe resign myself to the system that is, and like rich people get stuff first and that's when? Yeah, it probably is. It probably is the lazy way to go about life. But I've stopped resisting that a long time ago and just realized I'm just going to keep working hard and hope I get there. And maybe that's a sucky way to live, man. And maybe that's not the right way. And obviously you and I disagree on this, but I'm not going to tell a baseball player he can't go back to play baseball if all the ducks are in a row that says that he can. It's just where it is for me. And it's just a difference of opinion.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.